B-Pod Studios.
All right, 4 o'clock. Big sports day. Big Sixers game tonight. They need to win, but they don't really have to win. They have to win Wednesday. They have to win tonight. They're going to rest Joel Embiid, Charlotte Hornets. They can probably win without him. If they don't win, it's not going to kill them. A lot of people expect, well, you got to beat the Hornets. It's like they said, you got to beat the Bulls, and they were right about that. Also, Mike Trout busting the bank. All of a sudden, Bryce Harper looks like a bargain at $330 million. They paid him $100 more million. Trout.
That's insane.
Unbelievable.
$100 million.
$100 million more.
Now, we should not sign Harper, though, because Trout, listen, he's an Eagles fan. He likes Millville.
We should
have put it on hold for the chance to get Trout. Yep. That was the mantra.
Yeah.
Put it on hold. Wait 2 years to sign Trout.
There'll be other free agents. No big deal.
Yeah, Phillies did it right there. NCAA tournament begins tonight. Temple. Belmont. The Owls.
Woo!
Also, Phil Martelli let go. The 24 years the head coach at St. Joe's. We've got our Mike Masinelli elitist pool here, where I've got tags of the top 8 seeds plus one that says the field. And we're going to select a team for you as a caller, and you ride that team. So far, no number ones, no number twos. The highest seed we have picked out of this basket has, well, yeah, the one number two. Michigan was taken. Okay, Michigan is a two, and Purdue is a three, have been the highest seed so far. So this is a very important hour for people. Let's go to Dave and Audubon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mikey Miss, good afternoon.
What's up, Dave? How you doing?
All right, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call basically and say you are absolutely right regarding Trout. Now, that's not to say I was wrong. They don't necessarily have to be mutually exclusive because after Machado went, I thought that there was a chance that we could land both. At no time did I not want us to pursue Harper. Uh-huh. But you were, like you said, about after Colorado did with Arenado,
they jumped in there.
The front office got out in front of it.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's what they had to do with Trout. The guy knew what he had to do that with Trout. He couldn't risk losing Trout.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. And Kaius, before you give me a team, can I ask Ty a quick question?
Oh, sure.
Because he's got the best t-shirts. Do you press your own, or is there like a fly t-shirt?
Oh, he's got the bigger one
I'm
today?
Not aware of.
He got the bigger one.
Got the bigger one today.
He's always got something fly on.
Local people send it to me. I spent a small fortune, and that's that.
You're a t-shirt man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people send them to me, and I always cite them on social media. Mm-hmm. So if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you can find out where I get them. And then I spend a fortune on t-shirts. That's how I get them.
Gotcha. Thanks for the info.
All right, Dave. You want a team?
I sure do.
Tyrone wore that Biggie shirt when I was on Sixers Outsider in a guest spot.
Hey, you're not supposed to mention that. I was hoping people forgot that.
Well, no, I was going to wear my Biggie t-shirt, and you beat me to it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Playing, huh? Here's your team to ride for. Oh, number one seed.
Yeah.
David Audubon. Guess who you have? The Tar Heels of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, that might be the tournament favorite.
I'll tell you what, I filled out my bracket yesterday, and that's who I got taking it home.
Well, there you go. That's karma.
Now,
Dave, let me ask you, can you shoot some foul shots?
I sure can. I'm a lefty.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, we want a lefty in here. So we're going to give you two tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th versus the Nets. Bring a bag, bring your gear, and you're going to play in our knockout game after the game on the Sixers court.
Oh, beautiful. Right. Greatly appreciated.
We're giving you this because you got the first number one seed. It was a special occasion.
Okay. It wasn't for my great call.
It was kind of for your great call.
But yeah, combination of both.
Exactly. All right, plus you said I was absolutely right, which helped your cause. So hold on one second. We'll put you on hold. And there it is. So one more pair of tickets to give away, one more spot in the knockout tournament, and North Carolina has been selected by Dave. As you can see, it's right here. To one. See, I wrote some of them down, and I typed some of them out. I actually typed them all out, but the first page didn't print. So I wound up like doing the ones and two seeds by hand.
Oh, well, that stinks that you had to do that, but we're in good shape. Carolina's my winner.
I like Carolina, too.
Yeah, Carolina's my winner.
All right, let's go Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Oh, man, I'm always a caller too late, man. That was my team.
Oh, sorry, Drew. Man.
Yeah, it's all good, buddy. But I wanted to talk some regular NCAA hoops anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Villanova alum, so, yeah, I thought they kind of got a little bit of a shafting there with that 6 seed, to be honest. I was expecting at least a 5 seed.
Yeah, but they, guess what? With the 6 seed, they got the better draw.
No, that's what my second point was going to be. I think they did get the better draw being in that South bracket there because I'm looking through that bracket, and I think we get through St. Mary's, Purdue, and then, Virginia doesn't really scare me all that much.
Well, I think it'd be Tennessee first before you get to Virginia.
Well, Tennessee, even they don't scare me that much. I mean,
Tennessee's pretty good, bro.
Yeah, no, I know they are, but they didn't get that number one seed. They lost to, I forget who they lost to in their tournament, but I'm still
lost to
got my high hopes on Nova.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't have high hopes on Nova this year. They could win two. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I'm hoping Sweet 16 at least. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, but damn, I'm really bummed that guy got North Carolina.
Oh, that's a shame. But here comes one for you. All right,
man. But let it be Duke.
Now you can't be rude for Duke if you're a North Carolina guy.
No, I'm just one of the team that wins.
Okay, I got Louisville for you.
All right, Louisville.
Louisville, number 7 seed, Louisville. All right, you got it.
Thanks,
Drew.
Mike.
All right, hang on a second. There's Drew. Drew from Westchester gets Louisville on my secretarial system here. Drew from Westchester. All right, we're good. All right, you want to hear my, I just compiled my all-time Duke team. I need some help.
All right.
First two are locks, Leitner Hill. Then I go Hurley.
Yeah.
Then I go Elton Brand or Battier?
Brand was the first pick in the draft.
You going Brand over Battier?
Yep.
Battier played 4 years there, though.
Yeah, but
very accomplished
what Brand
player.
Was what, 3 years plus the first pick? That to me,
all
that's
right.
Enough.
And then Dawkins or Redick?
Redick.
You go Redick over Dawkins?
Yeah.
So that leaves your second team. Dawkins, Danny Ferry, Jay Will, and whoever else you want in there.
Yeah, Jay Will is interesting because he was there, what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
But then, unfortunately,
great
motorcycle.
Player there for 3 years, though.
I know. Motorcycle accident. So I'm trying to balance both.
During the summer before he joined the Bulls, that accident happened.
No, it was after his first year with the Bulls.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get Paul and Philly in here. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Paul?
I'm Paul the Emailer.
Paul the Emailer?
Yeah, that's
me.
Oh,
all right. I got you.
All right. First things first, before I fire any questions at you, did you pull John Crotty out of the memory bank? Or
John Crotty was out of memory bank because I remember he was from Jersey.
I haven't heard that name since
John,
I was
yeah, John Crotty played for some private school in Jersey, if I can recall, because I remember he was like kind of semi-local.
Yeah. We used to goof around the playground and throw up threes and say, Crotty.
There you go.
You know, being funny.
He's a left-handed sniper.
Yeah, I think he was 22 or 20. I don't remember.
Yeah, John Crotty.
Yeah. About Temple tonight, I feel good about them. And I actually think if they beat Belmont and kind of catch a little momentum, I think they could take out the 11 seed. I think it's Maryland, right?
Yes. Yeah, Maryland's not playing very well. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and they're not a monster. Mm-hmm. So I figure Temple could probably advance and then just get stomped by, I think, Purdue or whoever.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I hope they win. I'm rooting for Temple to win. You know, keep Dunphy going. Keep him in the tournament. Be nice.
Yeah, and also, I had a Phil Martelli point.
Mm-hmm.
At first, when I first heard, I kind of thought like, yeah, well, you know, that's par for the course. You know, he was kind of underachieving. But then I looked him up, and for being at the bottom of the pecking order as far as our area for top recruits, they actually did pretty well. He won like 57% of his games. He just didn't appear in postseason tournament all that much. He didn't do that well that way.
Yeah.
7 out of 24 years. But I actually was wrong.
He made two tournaments in the last 11 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Two in the last 11.
So it kind of stinks that a guy with that much tenure is going, but oh well.
Yeah. You know, it's the way it works, man. He had a good run. I mean, 24 years is 24 years. There are not many coaches that last 24 years.
Yeah, and what's he, 60-something years old?
67, 68, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think he's ready to hang him up.
You know, he might not be. Yeah, he could be a consultant somewhere. I mean, I don't think Duffy wants to hang him up either. He's 70.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, man, we're ready to roll here for your tournament team.
Yeah, let's but that go. Dave stole my thunder, stealing that number one.
What's that?
I said that Dave stole my thunder.
Sorry, man, but I got you number two. Michigan State.
Yes.
Michigan State. Though. Paul from Philly gets the Spartans of Michigan State. Do they have a chance? I guess they have a chance.
Absolutely.
They have a chance. John Crotty went to Christian Brothers Academy in Middletown Township, New Jersey. That's above Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Middletown Township?
I think so.
I thought it was fairly local. CBA. The Lincroft section of Middletown, New Jersey.
Well, good for him.
And UVA educated. Andrew in Norristown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Hey, Mike. It's Andrew from Newtown.
What's going on, Andrew from Newtown?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's nice to have Natalie back. And as much as she was missed, I'm sure she deserved a week of sun in the fun. Or
she
fun
did.
In the sun.
She had a nice time on her vacation.
I could tell. She looks pretty relaxed and happy.
Yes.
Phil Martelli, man. It's sad, but, you know, it was inevitable. You obviously see it coming. But you have to acknowledge his accomplishments. And, you know, it's not easy for anybody, even at that age, to lose a job. You know, I'm not sure what he's going through. You know, some idea. But still, you know, I just want to acknowledge his accomplishments. Nice guy. That's, you know, it happens.
Great fella. Did a lot for charity. Cared about his kids. No question about it.
Yeah, definitely a good member of the community. As far as Mike Trout, Mike, you set me straight a while ago. I had no illusions of him coming here. I did originally until I listened to your logic. But just one thing on Mike Trout, man. I will boo him. If he gets another game ball at the football game, how many does he need?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He needs to build that, what is it, like a 90,000-foot square house in Millville just to store the footballs.
Yeah, you know, let the fans have it. Enough.
Yeah. But you know, he's going to get a couple more. I guarantee you, if Carson Wentz goes over and gives him the ball, there's going to be smattering.
Yeah, I'll boo. I will.
All right, man. You want a team, brother?
That would be great.
There's your moment of truth. All right, let's see what you got here. You have Florida State. The Seminoles as a 4 seed, a pretty good seed here for them. They're good.
That's beautiful. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Andrew, you got it. All right, Andrew Newtown gets the Seminoles. They got a pretty good draw, if I'm not mistaken, right? Who did Florida State have?
Vermont, and then most likely Murray State.
Oh, the Catamounts. A lot of people think the Catamounts can win that game.
Nope.
Not going to happen?
Nope.
And then they got to play Murray State, which they can beat. Then they can beat Zaga. That's the team that can upset Zaga right there.
They could. Although Zaga is one of the only teams that beat Duke at full strength this year.
Zaga's good, but you never know in a tournament.
Yeah,
like last year they broke through, but in the past they hadn't. But speaking of Zaga, I've got the all-time Zags team right in front of me.
It's slim pickings.
It's very slim pickings, but here we go. Johnny Stockton and Dan Dickow. As the guards.
I don't think I can play
Dan
a second guard.
Dickow.
I don't think I can go
good
with two
player,
guards.
Good player, Zaga.
Nah.
Adam Morrison, the three.
Yeah.
Ronnie Turiaf.
Yeah.
And either Kelly Olynyk or Sabonis.
Olynyk, because he's lasted. No. Sabonis. Sabonis is going to be is a good player.
Sabonis a better player?
Yeah, now.
Than Kelly Olynyk?
Yeah, but I think that you should go with the Stockton at four forwards.
Well, who's a forward? What?
Morrison and Sabonis.
Yeah, put Dan Dickow in there.
Nah.
Good college player, Dan Dickow.
I can't.
Made it to the league.
And you know, Turiaf was, I liked him at Gonzaga. I hated him in the NBA.
Well, he couldn't play. He had no skill.
He was annoying, too. He's a towel waver. Sit down on the bench.
He had no skill. You're shortchanging Dan Dickow.
Am I?
Yeah,
Are you sure?
I'm gonna look at his college statistics. Dan Dickow. He had an average 20 for Gonzaga. Let's see. College basketball stats. Dan Dickow. 21 points his senior year, brother.
That's great. Now, how
18.9 his junior year. Oh, he transferred from Washington.
No, he's out.
Oh, he got
four forwards.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
In Stockton. Well, why would you?
Why would I?
But yeah, in Stockton in the four
Stockton
forwards.
Stockton in four forwards.
That's what I'm rolling with. I didn't. And Booney hated Morrison. I can't. They develop hateable players. I hate Olynyk. I didn't love Stockton. You know what? They produce hateable players.
Yeah, they do, actually. Joe on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, I just wanted to give it a shout-out to Phil Martelli. Thank him for all his years of service. And I thought loyalty was a two-way street. I'm a St. Joe grad.
Mm-hmm.
He had a chance to move on back after the Jameer Nelson years.
He did.
With Delonte West. He could have gone big time, gotten that huge contract. And, you know, the guy showed great loyalty. And, Mike, I go back to the Jack Ramsey days and even a little bit before. I don't think there was ever a coach fired at St. Joe's up until Phil got the axe and the way they did it. Why couldn't they do it like Temple did it? If they were that intent on moving on.
See, I think the way Temple did it was a lousy way to do it. I mean, you leave a guy dangling there and have his assistant coach the next head coach, and there's that conflict, and, you know, it's uncomfortable because it's last year and everybody's giving him testimonials, and I wouldn't want to go out that way.
Well, look, Mike, to me, it was better at least, and I think it was important for Fran. Hell of a guy, hell of a coach that got acknowledgement the way he went out. I agree with you, Mike. It was uncomfortable. But of the two ways that were parted between the two coaches and the schools, I think at least Temple was a little bit better.
All right, so Joe, what were they supposed to do? Were they supposed to name a coach and wait?
No.
Because they didn't have that. Temple at least had the luxury of that.
Well, what they could have, to me, or at least what they should have done, was to begin with, let him make that decision. Say, you know, I don't know whether to offer him incentives or somehow, some way. If, like I said, you're so intent from moving on to somebody who has given you great loyalty.
Joe, I hear you, but there's no good way to do it if you have decided to move on. If you're an athletic director and you decide you want to change in your program, there's no good way to do it.
You know what, Mike? Let's be real. Like I said, I'm a St. Joe grad. I follow St. Joe's. I'm proud and whatnot. Like I said before, don't we have a little bit of principle here? Like,
Joe, I hear where you're going, and it's an easy way to go down, but it's not realistic. Principle, like if you've decided. Either you've decided he's good enough for your program as a new AD or not. Now, if you decide he's not, what do? You let him coach one more year, and then what happens to your recruiting class? Because then you're not going to hire a coach until after that year goes on, and then all of a sudden this new guy comes along, he's got to start recruiting all over again. So if you're going to do it, you might as well do it now. I mean, I'd love Phil too, but if you're the athletic director and you've decided to make a change, what's the point of carrying him for another year? There's no good way. Jill in Warrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jill.
Hi, Mike. So glad to talk to you. I wanted to know tomorrow night, if you were Brett Brown, what's your defensive strategy against the Celtics and your plan when Joel goes out? Who do you put in?
Well, it's a good question. Do they go small because of Al Horford? Do they go with Scott? They go smaller lineup, or do they risk putting Boban in there? You raise a very good point, and we're going to find out Wednesday night. Amir Johnson maybe gets some minutes against Horford. He matches up a little better. You got to change your offensive strategy. You got to figure out what you're going to do with Ben Simmons since Boston has figured out a way to defend him. Do you play him more at the 4? Do you put Butler up top? That's for Brett Brown to come up with. I wish I had the time to map out a strategy for that game Wednesday night.
It'll be fun.
It really will. All right, Jill. Jill, let me ask you a question. You shoot hoops?
Yes, I do. And
my
son, he loves knockout.
No, you can't put your son in there.
No, I am. I play point guard. I was going to play at Ithaca College.
You were a player at Ithaca College?
I was going to, and then my academics and physical therapy kind of took over.
Well, what do you think, Tyrone?
I can shoot the three. I can definitely.
Can you shoot free throws?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have a lady in it.
That'd be good.
All right, Jill, I'll tell you what. Jill, we're going to give you two tickets to the Sixers game on Thursday, March 28th.
Oh, my God.
Versus the Brooklyn Nets and a spot in the knockout tournament after the game.
Oh, my God.
Can you handle that?
I am so excited.
Awesome. That's awesome, Jill.
Thank you.
All right, now, Jill, I have just picked out the team that you will ride for the rest of the tournament. Happens to be Auburn. A very hot team, although they did, they won the SEC. All right, so you, Jill, you have Auburn. Is that good?
That is a spot in the tournament. Thank you so much.
All right, you hold on, Jill. You hold on a second. I get a lady in here, former point guard prospect.
I hope she wins.
I hope she does, too.
It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. Yeah. I like to see Jill compete in there.
Nah, it's because, all right, so everybody ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to, you want to win, but it's also supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
You get these guys that cheat. So what happens is they miss, or you both miss, and the lady will go for the layup, and they knock the ball away. And no one's enforcing that. So there's some cheaters out there. A couple of them used to work here.
All's fair in love and knockout.
And the bro takes it really serious from the morning show. He doesn't play. He's cutthroat. That's what I'm worried about.
Last year, it got very competitive.
That's what I mean. It gets almost too physical. That's my only concern.
That's the beauty of knockout.
Now, if her jump shot's wet, it won't matter because then you don't have to worry about the layup.
See, that's why I don't play this silly game. This knockout stuff.
You're not playing?
I never even heard of it until we started doing it.
Well, it's a younger kid's
game. I never, ever played it on a playground.
Neither did I. It's the younger generation that started playing it. But the last guy who won last year was on one leg, but his jump shot was so pure, he never missed. So he didn't have to worry about the layup.
Well, there you go. All right, still have number one seeds available. A number one seed. One has been picked. Three are left in the elitist pool. We may have to finish this tomorrow.
Yeah, leading up to the games on Thursday.
All right. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's 4:31. It's time for a Twitter poll update on the Mike Masnelli Show. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie?
Alrighty, we have two Twitter polls today, both about Mike Trout. The first one, did you really think the Phillies were going to get Mike Trout? Over 3,600 votes on this. 43% said yes, 57% said no. And the second poll, will you boo Mike Trout when he goes to Eagles games? Over 2,800 votes on this one. 22% said yes and 78% said no.
Well, wait till they get to the moment. Wait till they get to the moment he's grabbing another football from a quarterback.
I don't think he should get any more footballs.
See, I disagree.
That's enough.
Because if I'm Carson Wentz, I heard how Folesy and everybody got. If I get a touchdown and I'm going to go hook my boy, my friend up with the football, I'm not going to give one of these fans the football, fans that turned on me at a moment's notice.
Right, but because Mike Trout and Carson Wentz are friends, he doesn't need the game football.
He doesn't need it, but hey, and then I would hope that he would do the same with a home run ball. You give me a home run ball, I give you a football. You give me a home run ball, we're friends. I'm not giving any of these fans a ball, because look how they did me when I was down with a hurt back. I didn't forget. If I'm Carson, no fan would ever get a football from me. I didn't forget how you guys acted.
No mercy.
Like all 60,000 people would be against him?
I think a good chunk of them
I'm
were.
Sure he could pick out somebody who's a fan.
I know one person who definitely is a fan.
Mike
my
can call.
My personal friend, Mike Trout. Here's another football.
No, Mike can call. Mike can call. Can call Carson whenever he wants to and ask him for a signed football.
And all right,
he shouldn't have gotten them last year.
So what I hope is he brings a couple of the home run balls with him so they can do an exchange.
I frankly think Trout shouldn't take them.
That's what I think too.
I think Trout should find a kid and give it to
him.
It's
a little bit. It's in poor taste that he takes them.
And Trout can't give him a home run ball. His home run balls are gone. They're in somebody's pocket.
He gets some of them back.
What's he getting back?
If
it's a milestone, when's the last milestone home run he hit?
I don't know. But I check. I find a way. I do an exchange. Either way, if I went for one season, no fan gets a ball.
No, they're
no fan. All you Folesians get nothing.
See, this is just your hatred for the Folesian society leaking out.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. You just can't help yourself,
man. You're going to have to put it behind you at some point.
You can't let it go. You got, as they say, you got no flex. To you.
1 year from now.
Oh, yeah. Avon Barksdale got no flex.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm not buying any Lululemon. They got the new men's line. I'll be having no parts of that.
Oh, my God. I like to see you wearing the Lululemon tights Sixers Outsider.
We got the new ones out with Rolls Edition.
With a Tupac shirt. And
Lululemon.
Make that happen.
I'll make that happen.
All right, let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Let's go, Heels. Let's go, Heels. UNC's going to win it all.
Well, I think they got a good shot, Chuck. I got to be honest with you. I think I'm with you.
What happened to the 20-point blowout? We only lost 5 points.
Well, I didn't say they were going to lose by 20. I said Duke was going to win the game.
People thought they were going
to
blow us out.
I didn't say blowout. I never said blowout. Yeah, you made that up. Right. Made that up. I'd be stupid to say they're going to blow them out.
I thought they
were going to cover, but I think we're going to blow them out.
Well, then I was mistaken. I got a fun fact for you.
What do you got, Chuck?
My great uncle was Dickie Hemrick, who played for Wake Forest, who was the all-time points leader in ACC until J.J. Redick beat it.
Is that right?
And also the all-time, yep, my uncle Dickie Hemrick.
Well, how about
that? He played for the Boston Celtics for a few years.
Well, there you go. Dickie Hemrick. I think I remember that name. That was your uncle?
Yeah.
Great uncle?
Yeah, my great uncle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nice. You know who my cousin was? Ernie De Gregorio.
Who's that?
He played for Providence with Marvin Barnes back in the day.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Well, and then I would say my Uncle Dickie Hemrick is just because, you know, he at one point was the all-time ACC. Mm-hmm. I just make this a little fun of that.
Ernie D. No D, they call him.
I want a team. I didn't get one last year.
You want a team, Chuck?
Team
North Carolina's already been taken. So, Chuck, here we go for you. Down in the wilds of North Carolina, rooting this team on in the tournament. Chuck has Iowa State, Chuck.
Yay! I would say I'm so excited. Hey, Mike Smith.
What?
I would like to come and see y'all. They got me coming in Friday to see y'all. See the guys at 9. I'd like to come in and see y'all at the show. They told me I had to talk to Tyrone about it.
We had to talk to Tyrone. Tyrone's got to clear that with higher authorities. No, I mean, just stop in and tell Lindsay, our lovely receptionist, who you are, and we'll make that happen.
All right, because I'm coming in Thursday, and I definitely like to come see y'all.
All right, sounds good, Chuck.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, you got it, buddy. All right, let's go to Mitch in Collegeville. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Mike, first time, long time.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, wanted to just touch base about sort of the dilemma everyone's talking about today about resting Joel for tonight.
Yes.
I think it's a great move.
I do, too.
Smart move. The scary thing is in one game, you know, you might beat the Sixers, but a 7-game series with a well-rested Joel, I think we're unstoppable. I mean, you know, getting a little ahead, but I think we have a good shot at making it out of the East now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they can beat Toronto. I think they proved that they match up pretty well with Milwaukee if they get to that final series. Toronto's going to be the tough series, but I think they can pull it off. And you know, these maintenance days coming down the end. As long as they have the third seed secured, and you got to plan this out, how many games can we lose to keep that third seed? Then you give some guys some rest. J.J. Redick's the next guy. I would rest him Saturday against Atlanta and maybe even Monday against Orlando.
I completely agree. I think J.J. Redick and Joel Embiid are the two guys, when rested, are lethal against the rest of the NBA.
So gotcha.
We should see how it plays out. But any chance you could pick Duke for me right now?
Well, and the chances are this is a game of chance, of course. And I'm putting my fat fingers into this little glassine envelope here.
J.J. Redick.
Which one did you want?
Duke, please.
You wanted Duke. All right, let me see if I can get you Duke here. Hold on a second.
Got to support J.J. Redick.
Sorry. You got Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Bulldog, baby. Here we go.
Yeah, they stink. All right. Sorry, man. Mississippi State, Collegeville. What was his name? I put down
that was Mitch.
Mitch. I was writing Mitch, and I wrote Mississippi State.
Now, I actually saw Liberty play. I got Liberty upsetting them in the first round.
I did, too.
I like that Liberty squad. I like to only pick upsets of teams.
Liberty.
Well, there you go. They should probably play that.
Commercial jingle.
Yeah, they
fanatic.
They should steal that and play that in the stadium. I don't know if they do.
Liberty. Yeah, they should.
They should play that.
Yeah, it'd be a nice tribute. Rich, New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Rich?
I have a question for two things. Do you think the Eagles would bring back J.J. being he's familiar with our offense and he's still out
there? I think there's a chance that Ajayi could be back.
Okay. My other question is, what do you think about bringing in Clay Matthews?
Clay Matthews?
Just as a veteran leader on the team for the linebacker position.
Well, he's under contract, isn't he?
He's
not a free agent, Clay Matthews.
I thought he was.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, the school you were talking about in New Jersey, CBA, they have good players come out.
Yeah, Christian Brothers Academy has always been. I don't know what it is recently, but back in the day, they used to produce a lot of players.
Yeah, because they do a lot of recruitment.
Oh, Clay Matthews was released? He's out there? Really?
Yeah. Can I get a tournament?
Yeah, you may get a tournament. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, let's go. Let's see.
How about Duke?
You got Villanova.
Oh, nice. I'm happy with that.
All right, Rich from New Jersey gets Villanova to V-Cats. All right, man. Wait, Clay Matthews really has been released?
Well, that's what I'm looking at.
Really? For salary cap reasons?
That's also 32 years old.
So he's done?
Not that he's done. He graded out kind of good, but he only had 3.5 sacks. He'll be 33 in May, and they think the Rams could be picking him up. His contract just expired. That was the last year of his deal.
Is he better than Grugier Hill? Can he cover?
Nah.
This stage of his career? Probably can't.
But he's a good blitzer. You know what? If it doesn't cost you anything.
That name has not been brought up yet.
He only had 3.5 sacks, not make a big impact.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's how you climb in. Mike Mussinelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's also on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Mike Mussinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.446, Mike Mussinelli's show. Just looking at NBC Sports Philadelphia website. There's a story in there that Bryce Harper tweeted out. Philly, help me out. And he's got a list of things he wants help on. Restaurants, breakfast, lunch, dinner, ice cream, things to do, Pilates places, best art and live music venues, local hotspots, farmer's market, best Italian market, anything I should know about, I want to know. So this story answers him. With some various suggestions.
Yeah, he responded on Twitter to that story with a thank you.
Did he?
Yeah, he actually read it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I know you were Athlete Club Steak, Barkley Prime, Butcher and Singer, breakfast. LeBron James, a fan of Sabrina's Cafe, as am I. A lot of people will tell you Grenade's Cafe and Honey Sit and Eat. They're fine, perhaps overrated, the story says. Breakfast spot is Aunt's Pants Cafe.
Where's that
22nd
at?
And South.
Oh.
That's not your hood, is it?
No, but there's a lot of spots in my hood that are in that.
Lunch, he says, hard to go wrong in the Reading Terminal Market. They're sending Bryce to the Reading Terminal Market. For dinner, they suggest Ha Vernick. Now, is it Soraya or is Gabe Kapler corrected us in the booth when we had him in on the show in Florida? He said it's actually Soraya.
He said Soraya.
And we thought it was Soraya.
I thought it was Soraya, and Soraya. I've been calling it that. He said Soraya. But then he said after that, I might not be right. So
okay, well, anyway, I suggest that. Laurel Vetri, double knot. We hear Ben Simmons and Kendall Jenner like Park.
They've been seen there quite a few times.
The Chew Noodle Bar. Ice cream, little babies, or Weckersleys. Then there's Franklin Fountain in Old City. Water Ice John's on 7th. And
I don't think I've ever had John's.
John's Water Ice? Oh, my God.
No,
right,
I don't
right
think
next
so.
To the saloon. Mm-mm. On 7th Street.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, John's Water Ice, great. And then, you know, the usual spots. The live music spots, Fillmore Reunion, Transfer, War Cafe Live, the refurbished Met. Electric Factory, which is now called Different Man Center. Union Transfer, Boot and Saddle. You ever been to Boot and Saddle?
Yes, I have.
Cool place.
Mm-hmm.
TLA, Kimmel Center, Academy of Music. Local hotspots to go to the shore, they say.
What?
Yeah, he's a little busy to go to the shore.
Does he say what
in
shore?
The summertime.
What shore's town is he sending him to?
Sea Isle, of course.
Wildwood.
Why the? Just say.
Bryce Harper on Wildwood Beach.
That would be cool.
I know.
It just says head up the Jersey Shore to cool off.
Man. I like that. And he read it. So it seems like you were asking where he might live. It seems like.
Rittenhouse.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So just add him to the list of that star-studded
he'll be a part.
Neighborhood.
I think he's going to end up in my neck of the woods.
No, he's not going to Fishtown. Nah.
Natalie might know something.
I don't know anything. Got to go more
glam than Fishtown. Come on.
And that's probably why.
Fishtown is now glam, I'm telling you.
Not as glam as Rittenhouse.
But it's a little bit more neighborhoody than Rittenhouse.
Last time I was hanging out in Rittenhouse, wasn't bad.
Yeah, where were we hanging?
I was hanging with Nat. Where were we? Yeah, Rittenhouse.
We went to, we went to Drinkers, and then we went to Smith's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we hopped around.
That's where we ran into all the
former
people.
Players, yeah.
AJ Feely. That was such a funny night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all asking about me.
Yeah. Well, no.
They're like, there's Nat and Todd. Where's Mike?
Todd Harriman's was asking.
Harriman's was asking him. He was asking him, yeah. He did that.
Apparently he's a big fan.
Yeah, and he did that thing with you during the football, too.
Yeah, we did the fan cred.
Yeah, he thought you had good insight and stuff.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's go to John in Newcastle. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
What's up, John?
Tyrone, I love your Outsiders. I don't miss it. I miss Natalie. No more vacations. Saltunas can't carry your bag, man. We missed you too much when you weren't here last week. But, Mike, you're on point about the Phillies and free agency. And I wonder, you know, they might need to add another big bat down the line. And will we look back and say that they should have splurged and got Machado, too? Because there won't be another Machado on the market.
Yeah, but that is kind of too much for them to ask to put out almost 700. Yeah, like $330 million to put out for that. Yeah, that's a little prohibitive.
I guess.
Why do you think they need another big bat? Where do they need another big bat?
Well, I guess I'm just thinking like, well, maybe you're right. Maybe
they need a left-handed pitcher. Starting pitcher is what they need.
Yeah. Like even next year, like say for instance we win 91 games this year, we don't win at all, but we win a playoff series.
Yeah.
They might have to splurge for a guy like Cole from Houston or another pitcher. They might have their next big money might have to be on a pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. But I think this year, I wouldn't give up on this year. I think they... If they have to see really early if these three, four, five guys are going to cut it for them. If not, they got to make a move.
doesn't Keuchel, as he sits out there, don't you see like 1 year, 15 mil?
Yeah, but that's not what he wants. He thinks he can get more, so he's not going to take 15 mil. So we'll have to wait him out.
Wait him out.
All right, Johnny, you want to get a team here to ride?
Pick me a winner, Mikey.
All right, let's see what we got here. We got a whole hour to go here. So I have picked for you Virginia Tech.
I thought you were going to stop in Virginia.
Oh, sorry. Virginia Tech, John.
I'm glad.
All right, John from Newcastle gets Virginia Tech. That I don't see much hope for Virginia Tech. What, my God, there's some good picks in here left.
The 5 o'clock hour callers are going to get them.
5 o'clock hour is going to be amazing. Steve in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Yeah, I just wanted to, what do you think that the pitching staff and the bullpen for the Phillies I don't know. Usually you were saying they're going to have to outscore the other team.
I think they're going to score runs. I think their bullpen's better than last year because they've got guys in defined roles. So if that can overcome the lack of 3-4-5 success where guys don't get past five, then they can salvage it by scoring 6 runs a game. Otherwise, they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at the pitching, and it doesn't look that good.
Their bullpen's okay. Their starters haven't really. Eflin's pitched well, and the other day, Pavetta pitched really well. So you know, we'll see.
And what are your predictions for how Foles' team's going to do next year?
I really couldn't care. he's out of sight, out of mind for me. That's the last time I'll think about Nick Foles. God bless you in Jacksonville. I hope your career continues to go well, but I'm out.
So you're going to give me a team?
Oh, you want a team? Okay, let's give you a team. Let's see what we got for you here. All right, let me dig in, try to get you a good one here. Let's see. Oh, man. This is amazing. You got Nevada. Now, they're a live 7 seed. I don't know if they've got... All right, well, we got you down here. Now, your name disappeared from my chart. What's your name again?
Steven.
Steve from the Northeast?
Yeah.
All right, Steve from the Northeast. You got Nevada.
Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll win it all.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Let's see. Nevada is, they have a very good record. They're a sleeper team. Nobody knows a lot about them. They've been winning all year. Or who are they up against, Ty?
Nevada. Florida.
Oh, they play Florida. Florida's hot.
And then Michigan in the second round if they win.
Yeah, I got Florida beating Nevada. But Nevada could win that game. 610-632-0975 as we go into the 5 o'clock hour with three number one seeds left in the bag right here for you to ride for the rest of the NCAA tournament in the elitist pool. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.